I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Semi Organized Chaos. I'm Keisha Pettit.
I am Simon Baggs.
And on this podcast, we talk about pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news.
Coming up today, we are talking the Queen's Jubilee. Did you watch it?
I did not, but I also did not know that you were a fan of the Queen.
Mate, massive fan. The men to avoid on dating apps, why adulting sucks, and the world's weirdest news. All that and a whole heap more coming up on today's show.
Let's get into the chaos.
All right, so Keisha, you know what I want to talk about, don't you? Obviously. Queen's Jubilee. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it. And when you said that you wanted to speak about this, I thought you were taking the piss.
Not at all. Now, I haven't watched it either.
Are you like, what do they call the people who are obsessed with the royals? They've got a name.
Royalists, yeah. Royalists. Well, I don't know if I'm a royalist, but I do love a bit of pomp and ceremony, right? And that's what you got out of the Queen's Jubilee. Now, she didn't turn up for two of the days. She was actually not like ready to, you know, she wasn't feeling good.
She's getting on. She's what, 96?
Yeah, but if they're putting a party like that on for you, fucking turn up, mate. Like, I mean, can you imagine the organisers who have organised that entire thing? Because that's a lot of work. There's clipboards going around everywhere. People, like, you can see earpieces with those, you know, those like the little wiry bit that goes out the back, and they're communicating with everyone.
Janine, there'd be a lot of radios going on,
right? Janine, get the trucks in. You know, bump in 3 a.m. You know, all that kind of shit. Right. Can you imagine the person...
I'm getting flashbacks from like radio days.
Right. Or when you have to do a promotion or something like that. But can you imagine the people that had to organise that entire thing?
Do you know what Jubilee is for?
No idea, mate, but looks fun and I want to be around it, you know?
I think it means that she's been on the throne for 70 years.
You know, and she's
there's
done
all
an
like different ones, like
job.
Diamond, emerald, all those kind of things. I think Platinum Jubilee is like...
She's killing it.
70.
Yeah, like not many people get there, right?
No, I think she's maybe the first one.
Because back in the day, it would have been all like, off with his head, all that kind of stuff, right?
The head is long ago.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing
also like microbes and stuff.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah. Well, look... I love how you have to bring science into it all the time. Like, I'm talking about the Queen's Jubilee and somehow you got science in there. Anyway.
We live longer now.
Look, I didn't watch it either, but I did get a bit of social media gear. Mm-hmm. Paddington Bear and the Queen, like, sitting there. Did you not see this? Paddington Bear. You know
Paddington
who?
Paddington
Bear? Yeah.
Yeah, I know who Paddington Bear is.
Iconic Paddington Bear sitting there with the Queen.
The cartoon.
Having a discussion about marmalade sandwiches, right?
Is this satire? Like, are you taking the piss or this actually happened?
They
had Paddington Bear.
Well, not a fucking real Paddington Bear. It's not a thing. It's like a digital, you know, like they inserted it digitally. Yeah, the marmalade sandwich. They're sharing, you know, how where they keep their marmalade sandwich. And the look in Paddington Bear's eye, like it's very emotional. I got very emotional watching the video. I almost got a little bit teary because I felt like it was the world kind of like saying goodbye to the Queen in a way, because we're not really going to ever get to celebrate at this level while she's alive again, because the next celebration will pretty much be the funeral, right? So she won't be there. And it did feel like Paddington Bear was representing us all, being like, you've had a tough life, right?
You've had a long life.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, that's thank very you. Wholesome.
Right. It just felt like a bit of a thank you, to the, which it was.
I think it's great that you as a 37-year-old male got slightly teary at a CGI bear.
Mate, I was. I was sitting there watching it on Instagram and I'm like, and I'm lying there next to Yuli. She's like, what are you crying about now? Like now, like I do it all the time.
What are you crying and
I'm
about
like,
now?
Yeah, and I'm like, the fucking bear is talking to the queen. No, you know, I'm good. Okay, right. But she was acting, mate. She was showing her acting skills. She's not bad.
I mean, she's probably been acting to cover up for the crimes of her children long time.
But I mean, like, good. I mean, are you not a fan?
I don't dislike the Queen. I dislike the royal family.
They do some fucked up shit.
One thing I did see was a video of Charles, like 70-something-year-old Charles, being like, yes, congratulations, mummy.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually shriveled up inside and wanted to turn into dust. I've never felt so ill at, like, a phrase that was publicly spoken to such a wide stage. Mummy. What is a 70-year-old doing?
Mate.
Calling his mother, mummy.
If you, okay, so here's the thing, right? If you went home with a guy to meet his parents, right? And like you're 28, 29, whatever you are, right? 29?
28. Don't fucking age me up, mate. I've got Botox.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're in like the hot zone of dating, right?
Right.
If you went home with a guy to meet his parents and he went, hey, mama or mummy, right? Would you be like, what?
Vagina's closed. You are never inserting me. If a guy that I am dating calls his mother mummy and not like ironically, not as a joke.
Yeah, like he did it on, like he did it in front of millions of people. Like he, it wasn't like
shut
behind
up,
closed doors.
Shop. Those legs are never coming open. Yeah. That is the most, it's like, I don't actually know if there's something that turns me off more quickly than the phrase mummy, which is funny because I think it's a little bit of a contradiction to the phrase daddy. But, like, no one's getting up a stage in front of millions of people and being like, thanks, daddy.
Fucking hell. You know what? We're only 3 episodes into this and I'm not going to even unpack that shit.
Simon, I'm a 28-year-old woman. I've lived out of home for 10 years and I thought I had the whole adult thing down packed.
Right.
I can change the oil in my car.
That's impressive.
Thank you. I feel like I'm quite the handy woman, like I've got my shit together. But something happened the other morning that has made me realise that you still got to call your mum sometimes.
Yes.
I woke up, fridge isn't cold. Fridge is starting to smell.
Was there a blackout the night before?
No, there was not.
Oh.
Everything in the freezer has defrosted. Basically, the fridge has just gone kaput.
Okay.
And then I stood there and I was like, I don't know what to do with a fridge. Do you get it repaired?
No,
do
you buy first of all, what one? You do is you open the fridge and you take some risks. So you go, yogurt, give it a go. How does it taste? A little bit sour. Maybe won't go there. Chicken, salmonella. Will I give it a risk? Why not?
I did do that. I pulled the milk out and I put it in the milk frother and I was like, I'm heating it anyway.
Like, it'll be fine.
It'll be sweet. It's only been up to 24 hours, right?
Totally.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
But then all these other things went through my head of like,
pate, will it be all right? Who's got pate
I'm
in
not
it?
Ever having that. I'm not having that whether it's stone cold or whether it's room temperature. The one thing that I've landed on is like, what do you do with the existing broken fridge? I can't lift a fucking fridge.
How old is it?
Oh, it's probably like old enough to get a new one.
It's time to let it go, mate. It's time to go to the good guys. They're not a sponsor of this show, but it's time to go to the good guys.
Could be a sponsor.
And make sure when you go either to Harvey Norman or good guys that you negotiate the hell out of them.
I'm going to have to bring you with me. I'm so bad at
negotiation. You never pay the price on the tag at those places. Did you know that?
No. I was going to order it online. How do you negotiate online?
You go. Well, I don't know how you do that, but you go into the store. There'll be some guy that comes up to you in a blue shirt with a name badge on there, Dave, and you say, Dave, what's the best price you can do on this fridge here?
Oh, right? That makes me viscerally uncomfortable.
Nah, just do it.
No.
100%.
I can't.
And you guarantee you, he'll look at the barcode because in the barcode, it'll have a few numbers in there that he can work out. Dave's done some numbers in the past, right? And Dave knows I can probably knock off 10% for this lovely lady.
I don't think it's worth. I don't think it's worth the anxiety that that would cause me.
What's the anxiety? You're getting a fridge cheaper than the actual price you're supposed to be paying for it.
Because I'm
you
a walk young out of millennial, there. And we don't do this.
Do it.
We have limited social interaction, and we go up and we just go, "How much is that? Nah. Cool. Just tap here. Yep, sweet. And I'm on my way."
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't know how you do that on the internet.
What's the best bargain you've gotten?
Well, buying all the food, because we recently moved to Sydney, right? So we got a bunch of different stuff. Went in there and we went, "Well, mate, we're buying a lot of stuff here. So what's the best price you can make, knock off every single thing?" I reckon I knocked off $600 or $700 there. I saved myself.
Seriously?
Yeah, mate.
See, that's actually worth it. I feel
mate,
like for
it's
one-
always worth it.
Can you come to the Good Guys in
England? Yeah.
I'm not an adult enough for this.
I do love that. But yeah, let's fuck off this fridge. Let's go to the Good Guys.
Will you help me get rid of it? Like, will you help me carry it?
No. You do that bit, right?
I can't do that bit. I'm not a strong, independent woman
get
enough.
Get your flatmate in here. That's what he's here for.
To carry a heavy fridge
do
down.
Do man
the
shit, bro.
That's what you're here for.
No.
That's anytime, why I asked you to come over and
honestly,
record here today.
Anytime man shit comes up, you watch how fucking fast I move out of that room. Can you lift it? And I'm just gone. It's just a little puff of dust that I'm just...
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I have a bit of an update for you on the advice that you gave me on last week's podcast.
Are you talking about dating?
Yes.
Is my favorite part of this podcast. Sorry. Like, I get bored when I'm talking, and when you're talking about this stuff, I'm like, all ears, mate.
You gave me the advice last week of updating my Hinge bio to say something along the lines of dating me is like dating every other girl on here, except like Bunnings Warehouse, I'll beat it by 10%.
Boom. Now, how's it working out for you?
Mate, you have absolutely hit the ball out of the park.
Are we talking thirsty boys here? Are they hungry?
It's actually more. I would say in terms of quality and quantity, I'm actually getting more quality responses
because they're funny.
Well,
they're funny people,
I mean.
Right? They're people that have a brain that can come up with a bit of a joke or have a joke at themselves.
Well, I think that's what it could be because here are three of the responses I've gotten in the past 24 hours. One, your answers are real epic. I'm like, oh, thank you. That's a way to pad my ego. Another one. This whole profile is just the most real thing I've seen on this app. Thank you for not saying the same things as everyone else.
Boom.
I actually thought that was really flattering.
Yeah, well, it
like,
is.
That's actually very kind.
What does everyone else say? You know, I like
spicy margaritas, brunch, beach, sunsets. They're the ones. And fresh sheets. Ugh.
Fuck, who loves fresh sheets?
And then the third one I got was, you had me at Bunnings Warehouse. Can I take you for a sausage sizzle? Mate, A plus response well, to that.
Yeah, because it could mean a number of different things, right? Maybe he wants you to sizzle his sausage.
He wants to take me for a Bunnings snag, you weirdo.
Oh, okay.
That's what Bunnings is known for. You know how on a Saturday they like cook up the sausage sandwiches?
Mate, I know that Bunnings Warehouse does a – I just thought maybe he's letting you know.
Oh, you reckon he's speaking in like a euphemism?
I reckon. Yeah, I do.
Oh, maybe I should X on.
No, that's still, you know, because let's have a look at him. Let's have a look and see whether you do want to sizzle his sausage. You can't, what do you think?
Maybe we could.
You'd sizzle that sausage, mate.
Not in a Bunnings Warehouse date. Anyway, I mean, he's an entrepreneur, it says in his profile, so we're probably going to on that one.
Okay, so you don't like the entrepreneur.
No, I don't.
Entrepreneur.
I just think that there's something associated with saying that you're an entrepreneur. Like, I don't mind if you are. That's great. Like, starting your own business is a really ambitious thing to do.
Or would you rather them just be honest and say unemployed?
Maybe. But I just think entrepreneur is just a bit wanky. Like, it's a little bit, yeah. I'm an entrepreneur and I have all these dreams and they're all happening. But like, just tell me what you're in. Like,
We've all got dreams, mate. We've all got dreams.
Are you in tech?
Okay, so job description, entrepreneur, not a good sign because it obviously means that they're going to be very into that thing that they want to do. No time for you.
No, that's not the problem. I think it's just that it's a little bit like it's not very descriptive. Like, what do you do? You obviously want me to ask.
But what about the whole, like, you know, the mystery? Like, the you know how you girls like the mystery and, like, no, oh, the tall, dark and handsome with the mystery.
I'm not into the mystery.
You love the mystery.
I want to know where my boyfriend is on a Saturday night.
Now you're a stage five clinger.
I'm not into the mystery.
All right. So, okay, I'll give you a job description and you tell me whether you'd date that type of person. We're generalizing here, though, because there's great people in every different industry.
There's also bad people in every industry, right. So yeah.
We've all experienced them. All right, here we go. Tradie.
Yeah, I'd go a tradie.
And what do you like about the tradie?
I mean, I think there's the typical, like, they're pretty handy, but...
Down to earth, knock about with their mates. All right, what about medical field, doctor?
This is a very touchy subject right now, Simon, and you know that.
Yeah, but like, do you like what do you, in no, general, probably, what are they like?
I probably won't date doctors again. Firstly, the last two that I've dated have both moved overseas to get away from me, so we're going to try and avoid that. But often they work really long hours and
have very nice houses. So, I mean, come on.
No, they can be, like, sorry to say this, they can be a bit selfish. Yeah, and I get it because, like, they've worked so hard to do what they do, and what they do is, like, one of those jobs where you kind of go, well, I just got to suck it up. Like, you do have a job that is more important than me. But
we're podcasters, all right? I know you're doing brain surgery. I fucking talk into this thing. How good am I?
That is literally a conversation I had with the last guy that I was dating. I was like, look, I know that today you've been saving people's lives. I get it. But today I spoke about something really fucking funny and I just need you to listen to me.
Yeah, oh God.
So, okay. Yeah, for me, probably no more doctors.
All right, what about bankers? Guys with, you know, like, slick back hair, party a lot.
No, this is my problem. Maybe I'm just ruling out way too many people. I think finance guys, I mean, you know that they're doing lines every weekend and something about them is just a little bit,
Bit Wolf, like, of Wall Street kind of vibe.
A little bit, don't really want to get amongst that.
Okay, what about an accountant? You can count your money, get you a good return at tax time.
Actually, that would be useful. But probably up there with the most boring profession you could ever imagine.
You'd only be having the hottest sex in July, right? You'd be waiting for tax time to come around and be like, mate, you are a fucking
That's
dream.
A deduction, baby.
But then every other month, shit. Like Christmas, shit.
February's the quietest month for every business.
Boring.
Dry February.
Dry as, but July, mate, fucking, that is not dry July, let's be honest. So in this podcast, we cover relationships, pop culture, and also the world's weirdest news.
Got some wacky headlines from the past week for you. Man who owed $4.80 for book gets high school diploma 6 decades later.
Wow. Well, at the library he owed the $4.80? Where was he?
Well, he's a 78-year-old. His name's Ted Sams. He's in Pasadena, California. And apparently, back in 1962, he got in trouble. He got suspended from school and he missed his final exam. Mm. He went back. He had to do his exam later. And he went back to get his diploma and they wouldn't give it to him because he owed $4.80 for a book. So he just went, fuck you guys, don't worry about it. And now 6 decades later, he's gone and he's graduated last Friday.
Good on him. Now, you know how sometimes when you go to – have you been back to your old school?
Yes.
And there's always someone like in the what do you call it, like teacher's aid area, right, that has never left. Right.
There were people who taught – my parents both went to the same high school as me. Tell me you're from Newcastle without telling me you're from Newcastle. And there were teachers who taught them that then taught me when I was in high school.
And these are the fuckers that would ruin this guy's life, right? Because that $4.80, who's remembering that? And as if that's coming up on a system and someone's going, well, mate, you need to, you know.
It's not like they would have had it on a computer system back then. But that mate, being said.
There would be someone there furious about that $4.80 still, like Margaret in teacher's aid.
Do you reckon he's having to pay inflation? Like, prices have gone up.
100%.
If it's anything like house prices, he's going to want to take out a pretty big loan to pay back that $4.80 book. Anyway, congratulations to Ted Sams. On to my next weird story for you. And the reason I brought this to the table is because, frankly, I love seeing you uncomfortable. Period Crunch Cereal wants to normalize menstruation. Talk at the breakfast table.
Now, what made me uncomfortable is the way that you said menstruation. It sounded like you said menstruation.
Menstruation.
Isn't it menstruation?
Have I been saying
it right? Say it.
Menstruation?
What are you fucking doing?
I'm the one who has periods. You don't get to say
Isn't it menstruation?
The mansplaining of menstruation. Anyway, there is a real thing that is a raspberry flavored uterus cereal. That all these little, this little picture, all these little uteruses, uteri. What's the plural of uterus?
Please anyway, don't ask me.
From Sweden, and they're making it into a breakfast cereal in the hopes that it will take down the stigma of periods at the breakfast table.
Yeah, because that's where you want to be discussing, you know, that, I guess.
It makes you so uncomfortable.
Morning, everyone. How's your period?
How's your uterus cereal?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. Look, at the end of the day, probably getting a few more discussions around it is a good thing.
This is true.
But is breakfast.
All right, on to story number three. A man developed sudden amnesia after having sex with his wife, completely forgetting his own wedding anniversary party the day before. This, to me, doesn't sound like amnesia. This, to me, sounds like old mate forgot his wedding anniversary.
And just came up with the worst excuse possible.
During sex, she's like, you fucking forgot our wedding anniversary. And he's like, what? What is happening? Where am I?
I've got amnesia.
Oh, I've got amnesia. I need to go to the hospital. It's a real story. Apparently, it's a thing that people actually can have, and it happens more often when they're having sex. Which is a bit weird. Maybe there's like chemicals going on in the brain. I don't know.
Do you ever do that? Like, do you ever come up with really like out there excuses if you fuck something up? Like, you know, oh shit, I got stuck on the Harbour Bridge. And then
I feel like I would have in the past, but it was something I learned.
When you lie, you got to fucking keep remembering all the details.
100%. And I have the worst memory ever because I'm never paying proper attention.
Yep.
And so I had to stop. Making even little white lies, I was like, can't because I'll get caught up in my own lies. And I've realized it's actually possible to get out of doing something or just to apologize if you've stuffed up and not actually give a reason.
Yeah, just say, I don't want to do that.
Or more so for me, I've just gone, like, I'm really sorry I fucked up and I forgot about that.
Or you could try this, like on Monday when the boss says, why aren't you coming to work? You go, I don't want to. And then just be honest, you know.
Work? I was there like 3 days ago. You're so needy. Far out.
There's no need to lie here. I don't want to be here. Fuck. Why don't you understand? Keisha just said I just had to tell you I don't want to fucking be here and then I won't have to do it. So
honesty's the best policy, right? All right, the last one for you. Taiwanese math teacher gives hardcore calculus lessons on Pornhub.
Ooh, okay. There are some loose teachers. You know how you have.
Do you mean like actual teachers, or do you mean the teachers that they have on Pornhub? Because I don't think they're real teachers. I don't think they're real teachers, babe. I think they'd all be losing their jobs.
Oh, okay. So they're not real. They're not real scenarios. What?
Not that schoolgirl. That what? That college professor? Weird. This guy actually is a real teacher, though, and he's amassed 1.9 million views on Pornhub. Here's what I actually find is the weirdest part about this story. He stayed completely clothed.
Hot.
He has a he has a sweatshirt and jeans on. So he's actually a teacher. He's got 15 years of teaching experience. And during the pandemic, he came up with this idea that he was like, oh, okay, well, my teaching has kind of dried up.
I'll get these kids where's their attention at? All
that's
right.
Literally what he said. Is it genius or is it a bit kind weird?
Of, I mean, you fish where the fish are, don't you? I mean, if the kids are on Pornhub, get them there.
And Can you imagine the title that they'd come up with?
Well, you just fish where the fish are.
That's a fair point. And also, like, kind of two for one, they wouldn't need to go to PDHPE. They've had their sex education.
Boom!
At the same time. Oh. That is the world's weirdest news from the past week for you.
Well, that is it for us today. Another episode done, another Wednesday. What a day you listen to us.
We're just starting out. We're like the startup crew down the street, like that little cafe that you get your coffee from, even though it doesn't taste as good as the one around the corner, but you want to support small business.
Yeah, our microphones are literally sitting on some rag that Keisha's got in her house.
It's not a rag, it's my blanket.
Well,
it's to absorb the sound so it doesn't... Anyway, we're getting into audio.
Let's not look too closely at the rag.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, we'd love it if you... You could share it with a friend and give us a review on Apple Podcasts, a star rating on Spotify, and we'll be back with you next week. Have a good one.
We'll be here.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.